This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 349 for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are lower Thursday morning as investors booked profits and prices backed away from the recently hit highs. Canola down $1 to $4 in early activity, May down $4.10 at $823.10 per ton. New crop November down $1.90 at $637. The Chicago soy complex did turn higher after a choppy overnight session, and that is providing some spillover support for canola. Malaysian palm oil was also firmer overnight, while European rapeseed futures were steady to lower. Tight old crop supplies do remain a major supportive influence in canola, although attention is turning to the new crop. Recent moisture in parts of Western Canada should help alleviate dryness concerns to some extent, but more precipitation will be needed through the growing season. In the U.S., soybean futures are higher, while corn and wheat are both down. Soybeans up 5 cents in the May contract at $14.15 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were in line with expectations, with 90,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 265,000 tons of new crop sales. Cold weather delaying spring seeding across parts of the U.S. provided support, with expectations for a strong monthly crush report due out later today also supportive. Corn, it tested contract highs overnight but ran into resistance and turned lower. The nearby May contract briefly traded above $6 for the first time in 8 years, but failed to hold that level. The May contract down 4 cents now at $5.89 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at 328,000 tons of old crop and an additional 53,000 tons of new crop. That was at the lower end of trade guesses. Wheat, it also retreated from overnight gains to post losses early today. Minneapolis spring wheat down a quarter cent in the May contract at 660 and three quarters per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 4.5 cents in May at 599 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents in May at 644 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were disappointing, including net cancellations of old crop business and smaller than expected new crop sales. However, rumors that China may be looking to buy some U.S. wheat did provide some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 15th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.